Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, 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 Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything going today with you?
Oh, it's going great. Going great. Another super exciting day in the world of solar.
You got to be more upbeat. Going great. Going great.
No? I don't want to sound crazy, but yeah, it's going great. Going great. We're finishing some great projects. More coming. Working on a project, our first government project, and that's always exciting working with the government. So All kinds of fun stuff.
That is fun. Wow. How long did it take to get this first one?
Oh, we haven't got it yet. We submitted the bid, and then they let us know yesterday that they threw out all the bids and they're starting over.
Oh no.
That's what I think. It's just, you know, working with the government is not easy, but it's certainly, I think every business really should be looking at diversifying. Government is the number one purchaser of everything. So, every day they're posting bids and it's up to us to respond, but it's pretty funny that they can just decide, no one met the standard or we need more bids, so we're going to start it over again, which is what happened in this case.
Ah, so you don't have to scramble now. Can't you just resubmit your bid?
For more money.
Well, I think because of you have to adjust for tariffs, pricing, all that stuff, I'm sure changes.
Of course, yeah. We have to. But the one thing that I didn't include in that proposal was bonding costs. So that working with the government, you have to get these bonds. And that just means that, you know, you will perform or they will essentially go after your bond and get compensated through that. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't realize that those cost so much. So now we have to increase our bid by 5%. So they would have gotten, if they would have gone with us the first time, they would have gotten the project 5% cheaper.
Not they, we. Yep. We all sort of got the project 5%.
I know, but it's coming back to me, so it's they. That's awesome.
So is that what you want to talk about today?
Oh no, I have another topic.
Okay, what's on the docket for today, counselor?
I was just about ready to submit a new application to PG&E. So we had finished a project and submitting, and then I noticed a new requirement on their website. And it's going to be anyone submitting for September, by September 30th. So pretty much, it's four or five more days. Mm-hmm. The customer will have had to sign and initial a new California Consumer Protection Guide about solar on their roof. And I would like to take this time to thank all of my competitors for making this a requirement. Because apparently the contractors board has received so many complaints about solar and solar contracts that they have a 24-page booklet that now must be the signature, that this must be given to each client. They have to fully read it and fully initial that they have read it. And then the contractor also has to have it on there. They have to sign an initial as well.
Okay. So what is there like a basic, what's this giant book all about?
Take your time, watch out for false claims, make sure the solar provider has a valid contractor license. All seem pretty basic, but what we're finding is that's not true. And so there's several pages of false claims of what to watch out for. You can get free solar energy at no cost to you. Well, the truth is that's impossible. So, but, you know, a lot of people, especially, you know, actually, I just talked with a client today. Her father just signed a solar lease, and it was at 15 cents a kilowatt hour, going up 2.9% every year. And he said, oh, it's no cost to me. I said, well, it's just, except for that 15.9 cents that, anyway, so people are still going for solar and still falling for that. You can get free solar. And that's exactly what the salesperson told him. You can get free solar at no cost to you. And
how's, okay.
Anyway. Yeah,
it's, so wait, see, can I sell you a bridge too? I want to tell that guy. I can give you a trip to the moon at no cost to you.
I understand. But yeah, it's, and then, you know, another one, you will never pay an electricity. Oh, let's do true or false, Adam. You will never pay an electricity bill ever again after your solar panel system is installed.
I would say false because I have common sense.
Correct. Yeah. But they certainly expect it once this, and this is going to be a massive problem on new homes because starting January 1st, every new home has to come with solar panels. And most people who are buying a home, they have a lot of things to worry about aside from getting, you know, the solar. And so they assume that once, if they have four panels or 40 panels, that they will never have an electricity bill ever again. And that's how it is being sold in these new home developments, is that the homes come with solar. And so people assume that they will never have an electricity bill again until a year from then they move in. And, you know, a year later, they have $11,000 true up.
I look at some of the, I mean, there's housing being built around where I live. And I look at great, they have solar, but I'm like, there's six panels up there. And that's a two-story house. It's like 4,000 square feet. So, huh? I mean, that's, yeah, that is, that's not, that doesn't seem like it would make sense to me, but I guess maybe I know a little more than some people.
I mean, if you didn't know anything about solar, you would think the house has solar. That means it's a replacement for PG&E, and that means I can have run the air conditioner nonstop. So, yeah, I live in a newer development, and I've talked to more than a few neighbors who have several $1,000 true-up bills.
Yeah, I guess once they are on that true-up, that the net metering system, so they don't get a bill every month, right? Is that,
and then, yeah, that's correct.
And then when they don't get, so they're like, oh, I'm not getting a PG&E bill. I guess it's free.
A $10 bill. And then they're not looking at the second page, which has, hey, your true up is
$2,000
or $1,000 a month. And you get to your, you know, month 11 and it's $11,000. And why one neighbor, he $11,000 true up due on November 1st, because it's just like a PG&E bill. It's due.
Right.
Or they'll cut off your power.
Oh, my God.
And
that's a nightmare.
Same day property taxes were due. And so, yeah, he said that was a brutal, brutal month. And, you know, is he a fan of solar now? No.
Wow.
Yeah. But he needs a lot more.
So getting back to that book, I guess if you're going to buy a new house and have solar on there, they're going to have to add that 24 pages as well.
Unclear. I just know for any ones that I send, any new interconnection applications that we send in electronically, we now have to include a copy of the contract and a copy of this page where the customer needs to sign. You know, I think it's probably a good idea. It's just, there's better ways that this could have been implemented other than we're not going to approve the solar project until this is signed off on.
Well, this seems like a classic CYA situation.
Definitely. And, you know, it is a good idea. 24 pages is much too big. no one, unfortunately, is going to read it. They're just going to flip through it, especially if pages on low-income solar programs and things like that. It's, you know, if it doesn't apply to them, they're just going to skip right through it, which is...
I mean, welcome to buying anything large, I guess.
That's true. Boy. That is true.
Yeah. Because... So it's just another impediment at the contract signing stage.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to automate it, of course, but it's still, it would be nice if there was a little bit more notice, or I guess it's been on there for a year, but they're not going to accept any new, and to do it at this time of year is really aggressive.
Well, yeah, it's tough because you guys have the 30% tax credit going away.
Yeah, and so it's kind of a flood of projects right now. So all of these are going, you know, if a provider doesn't include that in their, you know, in their contract, and it's just going to delay things tremendously.
Yep. But, wow.
Yeah. So something else, but yeah, we'll get it smoothed out, and maybe we'll include it on the proposal side and have them initial at that time. But yeah, it's exciting, always exciting in the world of solar.
Mm-hmm. So are there any other things that are included in that giant pamphlet?
Yes, there are a lot of sections on PACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy, and that's the county, I imagine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
there is a huge section on leases and power purchase agreements, which I really like.
That's good.
Yep. And then learning about the electricity bill savings and mm-hmm. how the, you know, it just talks about the annual true up and how that works. Disappointingly, it does not talk about the community choice aggregation programs like Marin Clean Energy or, you know, East Bay Clean Energy. Those are all kind of makes this whole part irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And then it talks a little bit about battery storage. Doesn't really talk about the, you know, why it's a bad idea or why it doesn't make financial sense. And then it really talks about the 3-day right to cancel that you definitely, ooh, once you sign up, you have 3 days to cancel. We actually have a client right now who decided she did not want to finance the system and is canceling the project well after the 3-day cancellation period is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
All of these sounds like net positives, especially for a solar energy contractor who's doing their job like you are.
So, for sure. Yeah.
It does show that
for the people who are taking advantage of
right.
solar, so the public really.
Yeah. So I'm getting convinced this is a good thing.
Yeah. I agree. It's just, you know, sending someone a 24-page booklet along with the contract will definitely give them. It's disappointing because I saw this coming long time ago when I first even heard about solar leases and then PACE loans and HERO loans. Is mm-hmm. that if our solar industry, if we don't regulate ourselves, well, guess what? We're inviting regulation from the government, and in this case, it's the CPUC. And they're cracking down a little bit anyway. So that
sounds good. I mean, I'm picturing myself at the end of this or not, whatever, the beginning of this relationship, and then I read, wait a second, what's going on? I just signed up. I'm gonna go with the PACE loan, but then I read this 20. I read maybe a line or two that's gonna make me ask the solar company, hey, what's all this? Can you clarify this?
Mm-hmm.
And when that question never would have been asked, and then that person is saddled with that debt for the next 25 years?
25 years, yeah.
So that sounds, that's good. Good for your industry. Good.
Well, people have to read it, and that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So
sure, well,
hopefully they will read it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this was a 3-second Google search that they didn't go through, but at least now they're having to you know, initial it.
Yep.
For good contractors, I can see, yeah, all right, it does slow down, mm-hmm. maybe slow down the process a little, but for bad contractors, it gives them one more thing to trip up on.
Yep.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it'll be good in the short term, and hopefully in the, you know, it's just, I really, it seems that these other companies, the unscrupulous ones, will find a way around it and are maybe, but I guess it's anything is better than what's happening now, which is, these people are on their own just on their own to figure out these, are they making a good choice? And so mm-hmm. it seems like there's 20 decision points in a solar project. And so, yeah, it'd be nice to, have something that they could refer to something that's outside the solar industry that's saying, hey, just so you know that there are different ways to do this.
Well, yes, I, it's This is interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it.
I agree. I would like them to also apply the same standard to the windows and to the roofing and to the HVAC industries and all those things. That would be great too.
Anyone who has a PACE loan.
PACE, anyone who's offering PACE, they should all have to offer this as well.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense. But I guess, yeah, this speaks to the newness of your industry and kind of like the vulnerability of it, I guess. Is there an HVAC, like a CPUC for HVACs? I don't know.
Just the California State Licensing Board. So they're contracting work. But I imagine they don't get as many complaints as they do about solar.
Yes. And because, I don't know, maybe it's just newer industry. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Wow. Well,
anyway, yeah, I guess you're right. Good progress.
I'm looking at it from the consumer's point of view. And instead of getting just constantly ripped off.
Oh,
I've lost count of how many people I've spoken to who said, I lease solar.
Oh, I know.
And they vigorously defend that, and they don't understand. So I just
don't want to understand because no one wants to be told they've made a horrendous choice. And it's like, but all they have to do is talk to anyone in the real estate business. And we've covered that exhaustively in other podcasts. But yeah, talk to before signing a lease, definitely talk to a real estate broker, agent, loan person. Title, escrow, any one of them in the line, and they will all, although many of them have signed up for their own score.
Yeah, exactly. Wait a second. So how about talking to one that you can, how about just listening to this podcast?
There you go. Perfect.
That sounds like then you're listening to an expert who has nothing invested in your personal situation. So what benefit? Yeah, you should sign that solar. We don't have any. You don't have any. I don't have any benefit in saying that stuff. So the real estate people, I don't know. If you want to ask your agent, is this a good financial decision? And you can just see that the question marks popping above their head when I do that.
Oh, yeah. They tend to be experts in their industry, not so much in solar. Hmm.
Makes sense.
Yep.
All right. So do you want to say any final words for our listeners?
No. I just want to let them know that this is coming down the road, and it's probably a good thing they can Google it. And it's, it's called the Solar Customer Information Workbook, and it's going to be required coming in 5 days. So,
wow. Yep. And I know this is off topic, and I just came up with this. I'm sorry. I saw a story that scammers are now calling, or somebody saying they are PG&E, calling people and saying, you know, you're going to be, your power is going to be turned off unless you go solar. And never mind. All right. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Well, that's another topic for another day, but yeah, I'm sure everyone's gotten the telemarketing calls of, all different ways to get your PG&E account number, or, you know, the latest one, like you said, was, PG&E is going to be shutting off power in your area. And then it's some kind of scam. I didn't follow how they actually make money, but it's disappointing for sure. So
it all leads back to some people in India trying to get your credit card because they're going to threaten you because they're the IRS.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Boy, oh, boy.
Send us a gift card.
Yeah, it would be great if someone regulated the telephone industry with these telemarketers, but anywho.
Too busy with the vaping. We gotta stop those vaping people.
All right. Well, we're edging off into editorial land, but we'll have more to talk about next week.
All right. If you want to hear more editorializing or not, please make sure to click on the subscribe button, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and hopefully it's a 5-star one. And if you have a question for us for a future episode, please go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Just do a quick search and we'll pop up on Facebook for you. That's all for now. See you later, everybody.
Thank you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.